What we have here is Al-Anon Book Review, the 70th anniversary, The Forum. Hard to believe that The Forum, the magazine, first time I'm going to read it entirely. Published monthly by Al-Anon Family Group, Virginia Beach. The Forum is a copyright by Al-Anon Family Group headquarters. All right. Let's see, I was looking for the year. 70 years ago would be what? 1954? 1955? About then, the magazine started. Here's a quote from Nicole from Georgia. It says, I have learned that acceptance gives me far more peace and serenity than being judgmental ever could. And I like to add, by thanking God for my acceptance with it, as a threesome, a threefold cord could not be broken easily, thanking God. In other words, I put it in the incinerator and I get a profit out of the problem. Cheryl from Indiana said, in Al-Anon, I have learned to be a kinder, less judgmental, less angry person. I like the new me now. And then Jen W. said, serenity comes when I trade expectations for acceptance. Wow. One thing about me, I belong in the other group, two groups, and the more I involve myself in the Al-Anon group, the more I see their focus right on the solution, right on the solution. Let me give you some of the features that this cover has. It says, these are the articles. My first meeting, why I go to Al-Anon, the hug that brought me back, I only came for a book, taking the big first step, two kinds of businesses, overcoming negativity, less worrying, more believing. Departments, instant meeting, a new tool in my Al-Anon toolbox, a reminder that I am never alone, a new flavor to Savior. We're on this journey together. Why I keep coming back to Al-Anon. These are Al-Anon articles. Breathing in the present. Happy New Year. Inside Al-Anon Family Groups is, will the hand of Al-Anon be there? Our common welfare. Three legacies. The true beginning of recovery, listening for our unity, and a closer look at my house rules. Our three legacies, recovery through the steps, unity through the traditions, and service through the concept. The threefold guides of Al-Anon point the way to a normal, useful life for the individual. They also are a framework within which the group can carry on their affairs in harmony. Whew. Incredible, huh? Here we go. My first meeting. This is by Ellen V. Arkansas. Thank you, Ellen. It was my first Al-Anon meeting. I was scared because I didn't know anyone. I was terrified that someone wouldn't know me. I never said a word during the whole meeting. I have only one memory from that first meeting. After a continuous barrage of invective, from the alcoholic about how his drinking was all my fault, I heard these words. You did not cause the drink, you cannot control it, and you cannot cure it. Those words became my mantra. Over and over, with each repetition, I felt lighter and lighter. I felt I was shedding the weight of my world. On the way home, I needed to stop at the grocery store by cover. Excuse for going out that evening. As I gripped the handle of the grocery cart, I had a vision of myself floating above the aisle. I felt as though that grip was the only thing keeping me from floating away. I had found hope. I knew I would be coming back to Al-Anon. By Ellen V. Arkansas. Good stuff, Ellen. All right. Here in an instant meeting on walking through my fears. Instant meeting. After reading the sharings provided, will you share your own thoughts and feelings? Rosemary from Arizona wrote in, There were many times I did not feel safe or like I belonged in my alcoholic home. I learned it was better to remain quiet than to share my thoughts and risk being left out of my family circle. I learned that the world and the people in it were not safe. Years later, I walked through the doors of Al-Anon. I was welcomed with open arms. I was told to keep coming back. In the beginning, I didn't know what it was to be wanted and accepted. It all felt wonderfully strange. It was suggested I get a sponsor and began working the steps. As I worked through the steps, I found that Al-Anon is a safe place for me to find the God of my understanding and my truth. With the help of Al-Anon tools, I am learning to take responsibility for my own life and happiness. Today, I am not afraid of walking through my fears because I am learning there is peace and contentment on the other side. And folks, I'm Fernando. Thanking God for the problem will get you to the other side, but we just have to go through the roughage. It cleans our arteries. It cleans us from arrogance, pride, ego, self-centeredness, ideas of why the things should be. You know, Father God wants to cleanse us out. And if we thank Him for the problem, He'll cleanse us out and put us on the other side of neutrality, where we can accept problems and let things be, and then we can accept advancements. You know, a lot of people cannot accept progress in our lives, too. We like chaos. That's the reason we want to thank God for the chaos, so we can get through it, accept it, and get it over with. All right, all right. By the way, happy Mother's Day. Today is Mother's Day. I'm doing two meetings at the park. Actually, this is my second meeting. One was at Zoom, now at the park. Now we're going to be doing a noon meeting. The point I'm making is I don't have any mothers to visit right now. Later on this afternoon, hopefully I'll go visit the sisters. But for right now, I'm taking the place of other secretaries that do have wives and can spend time with them. All right, all right. Now, Barbara A., she says, I grew up in an alcoholic home. I didn't feel that I could go to my parents for help, no matter how severe my problems were. This led me to believe that I only had myself to rely on, which made me feel afraid of the future. Through admitting my powerlessness in step one, I am learning that I can ask for help from my higher power and that I don't control other people's choices. That is a relief. I'm grateful for the Al-Anon program. In Al-Anon literature and meetings, I'm regularly reminded that I don't cause anyone else's drinking, health choices, misery, etc. I have grown so much in this program. I am much better able to think about what I need in any situation. I'm learning to trust that I have my own back. This is creating more peace and joy in my life. I get up excited now in the morning. I added that. I get up excited and joyful in the morning. Now, a new tool in my Al-Anon toolbox. This is written in by Amy from Missouri, I guess. A little time for myself has already proven to be an exciting tool and impetuous for discussion at my home group. My sponsor attended the 2023 International Convention and picked me up a copy of this new daily reader. But before I had it in my hot little hands, I got to hear a passage over the phone. My home group is a phone meeting that's registered with the Global Electronics Area. Each week, we focus on a topic from conference-approved literature, either a step, tradition, concept of service, or an open topic. One of our trusted servants sends out the topics in advance so that everyone can select a favorite passage from Cal and comment on it as it relates to the topic. On the Wednesday after the convention, my sponsor and a friend were driving back to Missouri from New Mexico, and they call in to our meeting on step two. They read a passage from the new reader from page 156. We all listened intently as we heard from this book for the first time. She read the question at the end of the page. How does my understanding of a power greater than myself change my perspective? How does my understanding of a power greater than myself change my perspective? We related to what she shared, but were also able to respond to the question, which furthered the discussion. Daily use of Cal enhances my recovery, and this new book is another tool to use and learn from in our meetings. Thanks to our fellowship for another wonderful piece of literature. How does my understanding of a power greater than myself change my perspective? We related to what she said, but were also able to respond to the question, which furthered the discussion. All right, so let's ask ourselves that question. How does my understanding of a power greater than myself change my perspective? Amen. I say, for instance, I have indifference. I'm not acknowledging God in the things that I should know, and I act like I have, which I still do. My problem is I think I'm right, or what do you call that, control freak. So in order for me to change it, I have to say, I thank you, God, I am a control freak. I thank you, God, I'm greedy, competitive, arrogant, unthoughtful. I have a little of all that. And if I thank God about that, it runs a drill through me to find out, to get out pride and ego, hurt feelings, and competitive status. Thank you, God, that God can put a greater in myself and a cleansing agent run through me so I can see myself at a better light. Amen. I got a long ways to go. You know, I just thank God for this competitive spirit. If it wasn't for this competitive spirit, I don't think I'd be reading this right here. So I always believe that anger and resentments and jealousy and all these things can be used for good if I thank God for them. God will put them in the incinerator, and I may turn them on myself so I can be a better version of myself. You know, with, right? They're probably there to turn around self, like righteous indignation. I'm better than that. I could have took care of myself better. You know, I could have gone to sleep better, could have thought about it better, could write down my goals. Work on self is the biggest room in the house. Improvement. All right, let's moving on. I'm going to jump to a page here that caught my attention. It's called No Longer Feathering the Nest, and sent in by a guy, Mike S. from Florida. Thank you, Mike. You know, the wife and I, there's a story in the church place that this one lady was in. She was traveling somewhere, and she got cornered by some thugs that wanted to take her belongings, and she couldn't remember her prayer, and all she said, she kept yelling, "Feathers, feathers." The prayer was, "Lord, you put your angels around me to take care of me, you know, with their wings." And in her fear, all she can do is scream, "Feathers." Then that was enough. You know, help came, and the guys left, and feathers took care of her. Prayer, it works. Amen. It's amazing. Either she can be praying, calling for people, or she can be calling on God, huh? And she called on God. So here's a story by Mike S. from Florida called No Longer Feathering the Nest. When a mother eagle builds her nest, her foundation materials are large branches and sharp thorns. Then she lines it with layers of feathers, fur, and moss to make it comfortable and safe for her eggs and subsequently eaglets. Over time, as they grow, she starts to remove the soft lining, exposing them to the sharp thorns. The nest becomes uncomfortable to the point where the eaglets have had enough and are ready to leave and fly on their own. The mother Ego instinctively knows that the longer the nest remains comfortable, the longer the eaglets will stay and not go out on their own. In Al-Anon, I learned that the more I did to protect my loved one and attempt to fix situations, the more comfortable I made the nest. Ultimately, because of my enabling, I was making matters worse in the long run. I was not allowing my loved one the dignity to find his own recovery. At the same time, I found a certain level of comfort for myself by attempting to protect and control. Needless to say, this comfort gave me a false sense of reality. Through my own recovery over time, I gained awareness of many things. I understood that I did not cause, could not control, and could not cure the disease of alcoholism. I could, however, contribute to it through my enabling out of love and fear. I grew to understand that importance of step one, that I am powerless over the disease of alcoholism, as well as over people, places, things, and situations. Once I got out of my loved one's way, I was able to focus more on myself and less on them, allowing them to take responsibility for themselves when they were willing and able. Just like the mother eagle, I grew to understand that my loved ones had to move forward on their own, and I became willing to detach with love. Amen. Detach with love is detaching with wisdom. All right. Here's one sent in by Nikki L. And it says, a reminder that I am never alone. I am a very, very grateful for our Al-Anon literature. At times it has it has literally been a lifesaver, especially when I wasn't able to get to a meeting or our newest book, A Little Time for Myself. It's absolutely fantastic. Reading these passages that our fellow members have written based on their experience, strength, and hope helped me so much and reminds me that I am never alone. I love to start my morning off reading these pages of the day. By applying what I read, I can go through my day in a more productive fashion. On days when I'm not feeling quite so positive or when I'm feeling a bit unsure of myself, I can turn to the back of the book, look up what is bothering me, and read the pages that apply. Sometimes I will write about how I am feeling regarding a passage that has spoken to me. I am often able to hear my higher power through other members' writings. I thank my higher power for the Al-Anon Fellowship and everything it has given me and so many others. By Nikki. Amen. And then another story by Anonymous. A new flavor to savor. I bought the new daily reader, A Little Time for Myself, at the International Convention in Albuquerque, New Mexico. While I find each of Al-Anon's other three daily readers have wisdom for anyone who believes they've been affected by someone's drinking, they each have a certain flavor. I feel the flavor of one day at a time in Al-Anon is for spouses of alcoholics, while the flavor of hope for today is for those who grew up in an alcoholic home, and the flavor of courage to change is generally for anyone. Grandparent, parent, sibling, coin, cousin, adult child, who has been affected by someone's drinking. I was excited to find out what flavor A Little Time for Myself would offer. After spending a few weeks with it, I've decided its flavor is belonging. The pages offer the same wonderful wisdom found in our steps, tradition, concept of service, slogan, and more, through the perspective of a diverse group of members. Everyone who believes they've been affected by the disease of alcoholism belongs. We don't ask or expect anyone to qualify themselves at meetings. A Little Time for Myself contains sharing that highlight our commonalities, not our differences. As I read it and reflect on the question at the bottom of each page, I feel a sense of belonging to a fellowship of equals who understand what the effects of someone's drinking feel like. I am very grateful for a new daily reader that continues to expand my recovery. Thank you, everyone. It'll be enough for right now. We'll continue. We got more stories to read on this one. Okie doke. And let's go ahead and pray out with the third step prayer, please. My Creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character that stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me the strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen. Keep coming back, family. It works, and it's working. What we have here is Al-Anon Book Review, the 70th anniversary, The Forum. Hard to believe that The Forum, the magazine, first time I'm going to read it entirely. Published monthly by Al-Anon Family Group, Virginia Beach. The Forum is a copyright by Al-Anon Family Group headquarters. All right. Let's see, I was looking for the year. 70 years ago would be what? 1954? 1955? About then, the magazine started. Here's a quote from Nicole from Georgia. It says, I have learned that acceptance gives me far more peace and serenity than being judgmental ever could. And I like to add, by thanking God for my acceptance with it, as a threesome, a threefold cord could not be broken easily, thanking God. In other words, I put it in the incinerator and I get a profit out of the problem. Cheryl from Indiana said, in Al-Anon, I have learned to be a kinder, less judgmental, less angry person. I like the new me now. And then Jen W. said, serenity comes when I trade expectations for acceptance. Wow. One thing about me, I belong in the other group, two groups, and the more I involve myself in the Al-Anon group, the more I see their focus right on the solution. Right on the solution. Let me give you some of the features that this cover has. It says, these are the articles. My first meeting, why I go to Al-Anon, the hug that brought me back, I only came for a book, taking the big first step, two kinds of businesses, overcoming negativity, less worrying, more believing. Departments, instant meeting, a new tool in my Al-Anon toolbox, a reminder that I am never alone, a new flavor to Savior. We're on this journey together. Why I keep coming back to Al-Anon. These are Al-Anon articles. Breathing in the present. Happy New Year. Inside Al-Anon family groups is, will the hand of Al-Anon be there? Our common welfare. Three legacies. The true beginning of recovery, listening for our unity, and a closer look at my house rules. Our three legacies, recovery through the steps, unity through the traditions, and service through the concept. The threefold guides of Al-Anon point the way to a normal, useful life for the individual. They also are a framework within which the group can carry on their affairs in harmony. Whew, incredible, huh? Here we go. My first meeting. This is by Ellen V, Arkansas. Thank you, Ellen. It was my first Al-Anon meeting. I was scared because I didn't know anyone. I was terrified that someone wouldn't know me. I never said a word during the whole meeting. I have only one memory from that first meeting. After a continuous barrage of invective, from the alcoholic about how his drinking was all my fault, I heard these words. You did not cause the drink, you cannot control it, and you cannot cure it. Those words became my mantra. Over and over, with each repetition, I felt lighter and lighter. I felt I was shedding the weight of my world. On the way home, I needed to stop at the grocery store by cover. excuse for going out that evening. As I gripped the handle of the grocery cart, I had a vision of myself floating above the aisle. I felt as though that grip was the only thing keeping me from floating away. I had found hope. I knew I would be coming back to Al-Anon. By Alan V. Arkansas. Good stuff, Alan. All right. Here in an instant meeting on walking through my fears. Instant meeting. After reading the sharings provided, will you share your own thoughts and feelings? Rosemary from Arizona wrote in, there were many times I did not feel safe or like I belonged in my alcoholic home. I learned it was better to remain quiet than to share my thoughts and risk being left out of my family circle. I learned that the world and the people in it were not safe. Years later, I walked through the doors of Al-Anon. I was welcomed with open arms. I was told to keep coming back. In the beginning, I didn't know what it was to be wanted and accepted. It all felt wonderfully strange. It was suggested I get a sponsor and began working the steps. As I worked through the steps, I found that Al-Anon is a safe place for me to find the God of my understanding and my truth. With the help of Al-Anon tools, I am learning to take responsibility for my own life and happiness. Today, I am not afraid of walking through my fears because I am learning there is peace and contentment on the other side. And folks, I'm Fernando. Thanking God for the problem will get you to the other side, but we just have to go through the roughage. It cleans our arteries. It cleans us from arrogance, pride, ego, self-centeredness, ideas of why the things should be. You know, Father God wants to cleanse us out. And if we thank Him for the problem, He'll cleanse us out and put us on the other side of neutrality, where we can accept problems and let things be, and then we can accept advancements. You know, a lot of people cannot accept progress in our lives, too. We like chaos. That's the reason we want to thank God for the chaos, so we can get through it, accept it, and get it over with. All right, all right. By the way, happy Mother's Day. Today is Mother's Day. I'm doing two meetings at the park. Actually, this is my second meeting. One was at Zoom, now at the park. Now we're going to be doing a noon meeting. The point I'm making is I don't have any mothers to visit right now. Later on this afternoon, hopefully I'll go visit the sisters. But for right now, I'm taking the place of other secretaries that do have wives and can spend time with them. All right, all right. Now, Barbara A., she says, I grew up in an alcoholic home. I didn't feel that I could go to my parents for help, no matter how severe my problems were. This led me to believe that I only had myself to rely on, which made me feel afraid of the future. Through admitting my powerlessness in step one, I am learning that I can ask for help from my higher power and that I don't control other people's choices. That is a relief. I'm grateful for the Al-Anon program. In Al-Anon literature and meetings, I'm regularly reminded that I don't cause anyone else's drinking, health choices, misery, etc. I have grown so much in this program. I am much better able to think about what I need in any situation. I'm learning to trust that I have my own back. This is creating more peace and joy in my life. I get up excited now in the morning. I added that. I get up excited and joyful in the morning. Now, a new tool in my Al-Anon toolbox. This is written in by Amy from Missouri. Of Missouri, I guess. A little time for myself has already proven to be an exciting tool and impetuous for discussion at my home group. My sponsor attended the 2023 International Convention and picked me up a copy of this new daily reader. But before I had it in my hot little hands, I got to hear a passage over the phone. My home group is a phone meeting that's registered with the Global Electronics Area. Each week, we focus on a topic from conference-approved literature. either a step, tradition, concept of service, or an open topic. One of our trusted servants sends out the topics in advance so that everyone can select a favorite passage from Cal and comment on it as it relates to the topic. On the Wednesday after the convention, my sponsor and a friend were driving back to Missouri from New Mexico, and they call in to our meeting on step two. They read a passage from the New Reader from page 156. We all listened intently as we heard from this book for the first time. She read the question at the end of the page. How does my understanding of a power greater than myself change my perspective? How does my understanding of a power greater than myself change my perspective? We related to what she shared, but were also able to respond to the question, which furthered the discussion. Daily use of Cal enhances my recovery, and this new book is another tool to use and learn from in our meetings. Thanks to our fellowship for another wonderful piece of literature. How does my understanding of a power greater than myself change my perspective? We related to what she said, but were also able to respond to the question, which furthered the discussion. All right, so let's ask ourselves that question. How does my understanding of a power greater than myself change my perspective? Amen. I say, for instance, I have indifference. I'm not acknowledging God in the things that I should know, and I act like I'm the which I still do. My problem is I think I'm right, or what do you call that, control freak. So in order for me to change it, I have to say, I thank you, God, I am a control freak. I thank you, God, I'm greedy, competitive, arrogant, unthoughtful. I have a little of all that. And if I thank God about that, it runs a drill through me to find out, to get out pride and ego, hurt feelings, and competitive status. Thank you, God, that God can put a greater in myself and a cleansing agent run through me so I can see myself at a better light. Amen. I got a long ways to go. You know, I just thank God for this competitive spirit. If it wasn't for this competitive spirit, I don't think I'd be reading this right here. So I always believe that anger and resentments and jealousy and all these things can be used for good if I thank God for them. God will put them in the incinerator, and I may turn them on myself so I can be a better version of myself. You know, with, right? They're probably there to turn our own self, like righteous indignation. I'm better than that. I could have took care of myself better. You know, I could have gone to sleep better, could have thought about it better, could write down my goals. Work on self is the biggest room in the house. Improvement. All right, let's moving on. I'm going to jump to a page here that caught my attention. It's called No Longer Feathering the Nest, and sent in by a guy, Mike S. from Florida. Thank you, Mike. You know, the wife and I, there's a story in the church place that this one lady was in. She was traveling somewhere, and she got cornered by some thugs that wanted to take her belongings. And she couldn't remember her prayer. And all she said, she kept yelling, "Feathers, feathers." The prayer was, "Lord, you put your angels around me to take care of me, you know, with their wings." And in her fear, all she can do is scream, "Feathers." Then that was enough. You know, help came, and the guys left, and the feathers took care of her. Prayer, it works. Amen. It's amazing. Either she can be praying, calling for people, or she can be calling on God, huh? And she called on God. So here's a story by Mike S. from Florida called No Longer Feathering the Nest. When a mother eagle builds her nest, her foundation materials are large branches and sharp thorns. Then she lines it with layers of feathers, fur, and moss to make it comfortable and safe for her eggs and subsequently eaglets. Over time, as they grow, she starts to remove the soft lining, exposing them to the sharp thorns. The nest becomes uncomfortable to the point where the eaglets have had enough and are ready to leave and fly on their own. The mother eagle instinctively knows that the longer the nest remains comfortable, the longer the eaglets will stay and not go out on their own. In Alalan, I learned that the more I did to protect my loved one and attempt to fix situations, the more comfortable I made the nest. Ultimately, because of my enabling, I was making matters worse in the long run. I was not allowing my loved one the dignity to find his own recovery. At the same time, I found a certain level of comfort for myself by attempting to protect and control. Needless to say, this comfort gave me a false sense of reality. Through my own recovery over time, I gained awareness of many things. I understood that I did not cause, could not control, and could not cure the disease of alcoholism. I could, however, contribute to it through my enabling out of love and fear. I grew to understand that importance of step one, that I am powerless over the disease of alcoholism, as well as over people, places, things, and situations. Once I got out of my loved one's way, I was able to focus more on myself and less on them, allowing them to take responsibility for themselves when they were willing and able. Just like the mother eagle, I grew to understand that my loved ones had to move forward on their own, and I became willing to detach with love. Amen. Detach with love is detaching with wisdom. All right. Here's one sent in by Nikki L. And it says, a reminder that I am never alone. I am a very, very grateful for our Al-Anon literature. At times it has literally been a lifesaver, especially when I wasn't able to get to a meeting or our newest book, A Little Time for Myself. It's absolutely fantastic reading these passages that our fellow members have written based on their experience, strength, and hope. Helped me so much and reminds me that I am never alone. I love to start my morning off reading these pages of the day. By applying what I read, I can go through my day in a more productive fashion. On days when I'm not feeling quite so positive or when I'm feeling a bit unsure of myself, I can turn to the back of the book, look up what is bothering me, and read the pages that apply. Sometimes I will write about how I am feeling regarding a passage that has spoken to me. I am often able to hear my higher power through other members' writings. I thank my higher power for the Al-Anon Fellowship and everything it has given me and so many others. By Nikki. Amen. And then another story by Anonymous. A new flavor to savor. I bought the new daily reader, A Little Time for Myself, at the International Convention in Albuquerque, New Mexico. While I find each of Al-Anon's other three daily readers have wisdom for anyone who believes they've been affected by someone's drinking, they each have a certain flavor. I feel the flavor of one day at a time in Al-Anon is for spouses of alcoholics, while the flavor of hope for today is for those who grew up in an alcoholic home. And the flavor of courage to change is generally for anyone, grandparent, parent, sibling, cousin, adult child, who has been affected by someone's drinking. I was excited to find out what flavor A Little Time for Myself would offer. After spending a few weeks with it, I've decided its flavor is belonging. The pages offer the same wonderful wisdom found in our steps, tradition, concept of service, slogan, and more through the perspective of a diverse group of members. Everyone who believes they've been affected by the disease of alcoholism belongs. We don't ask or expect anyone to qualify themselves at meetings. A Little Time for Myself contains sharing that highlight our commonalities, not our differences. As I read it and reflect on the question at the bottom of each page, I feel a sense of belonging to a fellowship of equals who understand what the effects of someone's drinking feel like. I am very grateful for a new daily reader that continues to expand my recovery. Thank you, everyone. That'll be enough for right now. We'll continue. We got more stories to read on this one. Okie doke. And let's go ahead and pray out with the third step prayer, please. My Creator, I am now willing that you should have all of me, good and bad. I pray that you now remove from me every single defect of character that stands in the way of my usefulness to you and my fellows. Grant me the strength as I go out from here to do your bidding. Amen. Keep coming back, family. It works, and it's working.